ABC News.
I'm Clive Hunton. West Australian authorities say they've found a needle in a haystack after finding a radioactive capsule that sparked a public health warning when it was revealed to be missing last week. They found it at the roadside south of Newman. The maximum penalty in the state for failing to follow radiation safety procedures is a $1,000 fine, an amount described by the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as ridiculously low. A dispute between police and activists over a rally coinciding with Cardinal George Pell's funeral in Sydney has been resolved after the route of a planned march was altered. In a compromise, the march will go up to College Street, but not on it. A Victorian paramedic has been thrown across the room by a shock from a defibrillator. They were testing a method of resuscitating patients where paramedics apply pressure to the pads to try to improve the effectiveness of the shock to the patient, a practice already common in hospitals. New Zealand's Prime Minister says a shift in deporting Kiwi nationals is a welcome development. Australia's Immigration Minister Andrew Giles wants to consider the length of time that a New Zealand-born criminal has been living here before deporting them. A rare green comet will be visible from Earth for the first time in more than 50,000 years. People in the Northern Hemisphere have been able to spot the cosmic visitor for the past few weeks. It'll be at its brightest over the coming day.